Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jack in Houston, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, Farrell?
Hey.
You know, I hear you're sick, but, you know, it's cold down here in Houston today, too, you know.
Yeah, you don't know anything about cold in Houston, Texas, okay?
You're fine. I don't. I'm just complaining for the hell of it.
Yeah. There's no cold there. So what did you want to say about the Cowboys?
Okay, well, I mean, I'm a longtime Cowboy fan. I mean, I've been a Cowboy fan since I was about 6 years old. I'm almost 60. And I just wanted, you know, we've been waiting all year for a team to show up like they did this weekend. And I'm just wondering if there's any reason for me to get hopeful that that'll happen again. Because I see the talent finally rises to the top. But the coaching has been so abhorrent that I think that they couldn't put this together until they had to. And I just don't know if it's sustainable or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be honest with you that I know everybody wants to blame Jason Garrett for everything because that's the natural, easy way out. That's the automatic, that's behind door number one, right? But behind door number two, I think, is your players. And behind door number three is your defense, right? Like, so no one wants to blame the offense because they rack up all these yards, right? They have a great offense, one of the best in the league. They have the most productivity, all the rest. So it's definitely not the offense's problem. According to everyone that says anything, they say they have the best offense in the NFL, which I don't believe at all for 1 minute. But the defense obviously is a problem because if you are, 7-7, Carver High? If you're 7-7, you're not Shaq, okay? So you're 7-7. Everybody's bragging that they're going to win the, win the East, and they're going to go to the playoffs, and they're going to host a game. It's unbelievable. It is what it is. But the fact of the matter is that everyone blames Jason Garrett for everything. You blamed him. Everyone blames him. Here's the deal. The players execute. The players go out and play the games. They're not getting it done. That defense hasn't stopped anybody. That's a fact. And I think that he'll be the scapegoat eventually if they don't win a playoff game. If he finishes, wins the East, and they beat, let's say, the Niners in Dallas, let's say if that game, would that be the game, Carver High? Would Dallas go there? Or San Francisco go to Dallas?
Yes.
If the Niners beat them, Jason Garrett gets fired. If the Cowboys beat the Niners, does Jason Garrett keep his job?
No.
He still gets fired.
I think that he needs to
go
to NFC Championship game to keep his job.
All right, fair enough. So let's say, do you blame everything on their failures on him, or is there some blame to go with Jerry and Stephen Jones?
Oh, there's plenty of blame to go in their office. No question.
Right.
I think that there is.
The whole thing's a circus, really.
Yeah, the whole thing is a circus, but you know who's going to take the whack here. It's going to be him. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I think Garrett is actually, at the end of the day, fairly normal. He seems fairly steady. Like
I don't think he's a good coach.
No, but I think he's steady. He's not the one having overreactions and giant press conferences and meltdowns and media.
No, he stands on the sideline doing the clapping. You know, he does all that.
It is what it is. I just think it's actually run its course, right? I think it's run its course.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.